The first Saturday in May is known as Free Comic Book Day, and it's celebrated around the world. With details on how it's being observed here in New Hampshire, we turn to Amy Diaz. Amy is the editor for The Hippo. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Amy, for those who are not fans of comics or graphic novels, I think it's a shock to hear just how big an industry, comics are and how it influences pop culture in general.
Yes. You know, I was talking to the owner of Jetpack Comics out in Rochester, and he was saying that he really feels like he's seen this big resurgence in comic book stores here in New Hampshire just in like the last 10 years. And he thought a lot of that came from the movies. People go to see, you know, the Spider-Man movie or Batman and get sort of back into that comic book world.
Yeah, is the audience that comes out for, you know, Free Comic Book Day, is it bigger and more diverse than it used to be? Because I'm thinking about how popular culture is really, you know, dominated, like you said, by those big comic book movies. Yet the big name titles from like Marvel and DC, they're actually seeing sales decline. Is that being made up for in other ways?
Well, you know, there are a huge number of comic books available on Free Comic Book Day. So the way it works, you don't get just to take any comic book in the shop.
Right.
There are special titles. There are about 60 titles available this year. And you can see all of them online, actually, on the Free Comic Book Day website. And they come from all different, you know, all different kinds of stories. So you're going to see familiar things, Archie. There's one, Batman Beyond, which is kind of a part of the Batman universe. There's one called Guardians of the Galaxy that's kind of tied to the forthcoming movie about Guardians of the Galaxy, or, you know, titles that kids can get into. So kind of all ages and all interests.
So the titles are more diverse than ever, and there's more of them than ever. But is the audience that comes out for this, is it bigger and more diverse than it used to be?
You know, talking to some of the owners, they are saying that, you know, you see all different kinds of people. People who are diehard comic book fans, people who probably were diehard comic book fans, bringing their kids back in. So, you know, really the purpose of the day is to celebrate comic books and comic book stores and to, you know, introduce people or maybe reintroduce people to either specific stories or to just enjoying comic books.
So the day kind of serves as an introduction for many. There are popular characters we all know of course. What are some highlights for you?
Well, you know, the ones that people mentioned to me, Guardians of the Galaxy, of course, which, you know, and this is kind of true of all the comic books. They're saying that you don't have to have a lot of backstory knowledge about these characters. These books are usually set up, these special editions, to bring people into storylines, to tell people more about these characters.
And they kind of stand on their own, too.
Exactly. You know, another one that both of the people I talked to mentioned, there's a group called Archaea, and they have a comic book that is, I guess this is kind of the hot one for this year because it's going to be a hard book. A comic book that they're releasing, and that one's kind of known for having really great art. There's an Archie Digest, again, kind of a different size, I think, than the normal comic books. So a lot of collectors are looking for, you know, not just maybe their favorite titles, but also things that are a little unique.
It's interesting that in this day and age when you can download so much that people still want to have that tangible object. They still want to have it in their hand. They want to collect it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's kind of part of the fun of this day. You know, out in Rochester, Jetpack Comics has really made their day an event that kind of incorporates the whole downtown. They have about 20 different businesses participating, so you can go around and collect, you know, some of the free comics at each of these businesses. They have a big exhibition hall that's going to have a bunch of different artists who will be there to sign things, including actually the creators of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So they're expecting a huge crowd for that because it's, I guess, the first time that those guys have been together at a signing in a really long time.
It's amazing how some of those franchises just keep reinventing themselves generation to generation.
Exactly. It's having a big anniversary. There's a movie coming out later this summer. So it's, you know, it's back.
Yeah. We'll have much more on Free Comic Book Day here in the Granite State online at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz, editor for The Hippo. Thanks.
Have a great comic book weekend.